Kate.
Hey, Yardner.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Big day for New Zealand music lovers.
Totally. Yes, it is the long list, the top 20 of the APRA Silver Scroll Award, the annual award that celebrates our songwriters.
Yeah, tell us a bit about the award history and what exactly it's for.
Well, it is, I think it was first, oh, it must be over 50 years that the APRA Silver Scroll has been awarded. And it is specifically for songwriting. So, and it's an award that is, you are chosen by your fellow songwriters. So APRA members vote on the long list to determine who will win the best written song of that year.
So we just played Prince's Originals album. Have you heard any of that, by the way?
You know, it is actually on my to-listen list.
Yeah.
It's shameful.
So if Manic Monday had won that year, Prince would have got the award and not the Bangles.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
So what do you make of this list as you look through it?
I think what we're seeing is a real generational shift, Jesse. So normally the Silver Scrolls, you have a lot of familiar names like the Dobbins, Runga, Martin Phillips, McGlashan, Shane Carter, the Finns, you know, all the, maybe Shona Lang was a past winner as well. So you often have those very familiar names in New Zealand music coming through. Now, the really surprising thing about this year's list is we probably have maybe, I would say, at best two or three well-known artists. Yeah, yeah. So we've got Anika Moore has been nominated for Buttercup and also Lady Six for Diagonals. Although I believe that might be on Julian Dine's album, but don't quote me on that. And then also we've got artists like Aldous Harding and Lydia Cole who have made the list before, and Tiny Ruins have made the finalists, top five finalists. So this year what we've seen
is... Lovely list just to browse down and remind yourself of the talent, but also the diversity of talents in New Zealand, right? Everything from the Beths to Tom Scott, Aldous Harding to Anthony Tonin. It's a good time to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the big takeaway for, you know, the Music 101 water cooler talk was...
the kombucha cooler.
No way, no way.
Come on now.
Maybe sparkling water.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you guys have kombucha in Auckland.
Charcoal water. Yeah, go on, carry on.
Hope the filters are clean there, Jesse.
Yeah.
Is the number of first released artists. So I'm looking at the Foley, Chai, Milu, Mousy, Benny. And I think you just had Mousy on at the top of the show, didn't you?
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, so that's the big surprise, is that it's a whole new generation of artists and an interesting spread of genres and styles as well. So normally there's a lot of singer-songwriter or guitar-driven music, but not so much in this list. So there's a lot of highly produced, polished pop, which I think New Zealand's getting quite good at. And you will see... The tell for me is Josh Fountain's name appears twice in the list, and he is the producer at Golden Age Studio. So he is the his predecessor was Joel Little, who co-wrote and won with Ella Yelich O'Connor for Royals a couple of years back.
What have you got for us today?
I have got Church and AP. I'm going to stick my neck out and say these are possibly the two youngest nominees. Or the more younger nominees of the top list. These are two rappers from Auckland. They are absolutely killing it. They've just been over in the UK and they've done a couple of dates there. This particular song infected radio waves. It got tons of airplay and also was featured on BBC One by Annie Mack. So
cool.
Let's hear it on your show. This is Ready or Not by Church and AP.
Chillin' by the phone, yeah, we go all low. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go. If I get that like they trying to build. Can't comprehend, I take him to church on time like an AP. Put work in the rhyme, no lazy. Lifted like I'm trying to lose kgs. Get to the bone, I'm crazy. Hey, they ticked off like I owed them. Piss off, you a modem. With the signals, you be throwing your connections in the soil mud. Lagging, bruv, I've been to Carib with Daz and Dula. Back in the grass for Moolah. Puff on the gas for Puma.
Why they keep hating a little on me? Mister, I always say I'm 17. Mister was made to sit in limousine. Holiday caught me a whip out of me. That's only if my money long like Cinnabee. Michelin energy, I am a star. Rapping for you is a shot in the dark. Rapping for me is just proof that I'm on. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done.
Church and AP and Ready or Not, one of the Silver Scroll nominees. Am I hearing Eminem samples in there, Yardner?
I wouldn't say so. I think there was a beat that was just made by one of their producers. They're only 18 and 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Guess Who's Back. What's that song?
Oh, yeah, that is Eminem.
Yeah, again.
Shady's Back.
Sure, I recognise it. Anyway, good work, Church and AP. And then who is this other one? Digger Bassi.
This is by Iranian New Zealand artist Chai. Again, this is her first song she released, and it was just maybe the week or two before March the 15th. So I spoke to her before we had the terrible events of Christchurch happen, and she was talking about how this song was about trying to get people to think about a more positive, think more positively about the Middle East and how Western media had sort of portrayed the Middle East as a threatening place, or there was really misrepresentation in the media, and that she'd had enough, and that this was a place of creativity, that there are so many other different voices to celebrate. But obviously after that day, the tone changed. So Digger Bassi means enough in Farsi. Chai is an interesting artist because she's also an audio engineer herself. So she's done a lot of the technical work behind the scenes of this track as well. And the video is absolutely stunning.
Looking at it at the moment. Is it in Iran?
It's in Oman. Uh-huh. And so it's really similar to the part of Iran that her family are from. And so they're all dressed up in these beautifully coloured veils and outfits driving through the desert. You know, there's a couple of camels walking through in the background. They're dancing with villagers from around the area as well. I believe that she's pulling together a documentary from that shoot she did there, just as a way of showing how different cultures are just as normal as we are. So shall we take a listen to Digger Bassi?
Great. Thanks for coming in. Yardner Saw from Music 101. Here is another of the long list of the Silver Scroll Awards.
Once upon a time, there were the days that I would agree with whatever was said now. I wanna be free, everything I could be, wanna be seen, follow my dream, giving it 100%. Me and my team.
RNZ National, like I say, a real diversity of artists in the Silver Scroll Awards. That was Digger Bassi by Chai, which you can look up if you want to hear some more of.